The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Kensington and Birkenhead Point, and Mondays to Saturdays at Barangaroo.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Here we go again. Tropical Storm Gordon this time.
Yes, well, he's a tropical storm right now, but they figure by sometime tomorrow we'll be in the Gulf of Mexico. Right now it's you know, pretty close to Cuba and the Bahamas. They think it's going to move across the bottom tip of into the Gulf of Mexico, and then, you know, straight line right to the coast of Mississippi and Louisiana, and should be a minimal hurricane by the time it gets there. This is not going to be a huge deal, although, you know, it depends on how long it's there. If it slows down and continues to drop huge snow and huge rain, it'll be a problem. But this is 6 or 8 inches of rain in most places.
We'd love that.
Oh, and it's hot in that area, but, you know, it could be a lot worse. We've seen much, much worse.
Oh, we need some of it. Share it, Harley. Share it. Now, the hardest working states in the nation.
Yeah, this is an interesting study. It was a study by an online thing called Wallet Hub, but nonetheless, the hardest working people in America, not surprisingly, I guess, live in Alaska. They have long work week hours. Their average work week is longer than everybody else. They have less leisure time per day. Probably have to do it because it's so, you know, tough up there.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest states were ranked by employment, idle youth rates, unused vacation time, volunteer hours, commuter times, and all kinds of things.
I've been to Alaska. It was a beautiful spot.
Oh, it's unbelievably beautiful.
Okay.
In South Dakota. Right to the top five.
Yeah, I went up there riding the dog sleds and everything. Now, this is terrible. Bulletproof backpacks.
This is all about fear. There's an Israeli company that designs military-grade vests, uniforms, helmets for soldiers. But they also now have bulletproof backpacks for students in schools. And orders are pouring in from the U.S., the reality is, of course, a child who goes to school has a very, very, very tiny chance of ever being.
Yeah, I know. Terrible. Bulletproof backpacks. All right, Harley. That's the world of tomorrow, isn't it?